Yeah, that came out a little country, but every word was right on the money. And I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done. There's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. If you be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. You be my sugar baby, I'll be your sweet iced tea. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. Your kiss just said it all. I'm glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you, could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, I'll be your shade.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said the risk to national security and the critical supply chain is why he's blocking Nippon Steel's proposed purchase of U.S. Steel. ABC's Mary Bruce has more from the White House.
U.S. Steel, of course, the iconic Pennsylvania-based company, had argued the merger would provide critical funding to keep plants open and preserve thousands of jobs, but the union resisted the deal, saying it was bad for their workers. Now, President-elect Trump had also opposed the takeover.
The president-elect supports House Speaker Mike Johnson ahead of today's vote for Speaker. Johnson tells ABC he's confident he'll win on the first ballot, but ABC News has counted at least 17 Republicans not committing to supporting Johnson. The Surgeon General's released a report calling for stronger warning labels on alcohol to highlight the link between alcohol consumption and cancer. Bourbon Street's reopened for business, but the warnings have gone out from the FBI about potential for copycat vehicle attacks like the one on New Year's Day. This is ABC News. Authorities in Las Vegas say they do not believe there's any connection between the New Orleans attack and the Army Special Forces operator who blew up a rented Tesla Cybertruck outside of a Trump hotel in the city on New Year's Day.
Master Sergeant Matthew Leibelsberger, serving 19 years with the military, deploying multiple times to Afghanistan and awarded the Bronze Star Medal with valor for heroism under fire. He was on approved leave from Germany at the time of his alleged death. Police say they believe Leibelsberger died by suicide.
That's ABC's Mola Lange, and sources also say Leibelsberger's wife has told authorities he had been out of their Colorado Springs home since Christmas following a dispute over infidelity. Almost a year since a door plug blew off an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX in mid-flight. Today, Boeing says it's addressed more than 70% of action items in commercial airplane production, added new training programs, and has significantly reduced defects in fuselage production. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermaine. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. One person was injured after a shooting on the Lacouturay Reservation near Hayward on Sunday night. According to the Lacouturay Tribal Police Department, authorities arrived on scene and found a person with gunshot wounds, and that person was taken to the hospital. The police department has made two arrests and believe this is an isolated incident. No names were released. Protecting your personal information and finances from fraudsters gets harder each year. The Better Business Bureau has some suggestions to help you avoid fraud. Lisa Hale has more.
Starting the new year with a new awareness of scammers and their methods can help you have a fraud-free year in 2025. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau has collected a group of resolutions to help you stay fraud-free. Add these to your list of weight loss and financial goals to make the upcoming year safer. Resolve to be cautious with email. Be wary of any unsolicited emails. Resolve to never send money to strangers. Research before making online payments and purchases. Resolve to never share personal information with a stranger. Resolve to create strong, unique passwords for each account that you have. And resolve to be social media smart. That means not sharing too much personal information. Finally, check your financial statements regularly and educate yourself on the latest scams. Find out more ways you can protect yourself against being scammed this year by seeing our story at civicmedia.us.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks fall to the Nets again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Nets 113-110. Milwaukee now 1-3 against Brooklyn. Doc Rivers after the loss.
I mean, all four games have basically been the same game. We came back and won. They beat us the first game. And then the game here without Giannis and Dame, that was the only game that we actually had a big lead.
The Bucks will host Portland tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers back in action against the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, it's the Packers and the Bears at Lambeau Field. Green Bay's already clinched a playoff spot, so will they play all of their starters this Sunday?
I think we got to go in with the mindset that everybody can expect to play the entire game, and we're going to win, you know, play a football game to win the game. And that's how we always approach it and always will approach it. And, you know, some guys could have less snaps than they normally might get, but that is to be determined.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We'll talk more about the Packers with Mike Clemens in just a little bit here live at 8:15. Boys hoops last night. It was Phillips topping Abbotsford 73-59. The limited schedule had a couple of girls' games. Phillips beat Abbotsford 65-39. The Rib Lake girls topped Gilman last night 57-45. Meanwhile, the Cameron boys basketball team, they're coming to town to take on Shawamigan, 5:45 JV. 7:15 varsity tonight at the Shawamigan Gymnasium. Meanwhile, the Shawamigan girls will be up in Butternut. Varsity contest will start at 7:15. We'll have the Shawamigan and Butternut girls game on Trail Mix 103.1 coming up tonight. Girls basketball team of Phillips will travel to Wabino, Leona. The boys team will play host to Owen Withy. So home contest, non-conference style with a JV 5:45, varsity 7:15 at the Logger Gymnasium tonight. The Lakeland boys hockey team will travel to Amory tonight, and the Lakeland boys basketball team, all levels, will play host to Edgar in action tonight.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. A friend of mine read an article in an Outdoor News edition not too long ago and decided to take what he learned and incorporate it into his coyote hunting. It's made him quite successful. I'll tell you what it is, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Not that long ago in an Outdoor News edition, there was an article about the animals that were attacking turkey decoys. That is correct. These were bobcats. These were fishers. There's a lot of animals that come out of the woodwork to attack turkey decoys during the turkey season. A friend of mine said, wow, I should try that out. He sits in the woods and he calls for coyotes using distressed rabbits, fawn bleats, all kinds of animals that might be in trouble kinds of calls. And he never thought about just doing a gobble gobble or a cluck cluck. And he put out some turkey decoys and he started doing some turkey calls. And sure enough, the coyotes came out to attack the turkey decoys. Now, he says that it works better if you have more than one decoy. He says if you put out a few hens and maybe one tom, you're going to find those coyotes come out and they move fast. They hit those decoys hard and you got to be ready to shoot. Right when they jump on top, that pseudo bird. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be partly cloudy with a high right around 9 or 10 above here today, but that wind northwest at 15 to 25 is going to keep that wind chill factor well below zero here all day long. Tonight, mostly clear down to 4 below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only 8 above. Outside now, it is 7.
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
This morning I got up at 6:01. I walked out and saw the rising sun, and I drank it in like whiskey. I saw a tree I've seen a thousand times, a bird on a branch, and I watched it fly away in the wind. And it hit me, it's a beautiful world. Sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest. Sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Yeah, some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Some days you're living. I went back in and fired the coffee up. She walked in the kitchen like she always does in my t-shirt. And it killed me. And I kissed her like it was the first time. She laughed and looked at me like I lost my mind. I said, baby, I love you. Can't live without you. I know I don't say it enough. But some days you're just breathing,
just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living like you never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little higher. You feel that fire you've been missing. And some days you're living. Sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you start singing and you don't need a reason. Sometimes the world's just right, your clear eyes ain't even blinking. Got a heart full of grateful for all you've been given. Yeah, some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Some days you're living, yeah. Living like you'll never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little high. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're living.
It was Dirk Bentley, 98Q Country. Cold, some days.
You're living.
Today's a good day for a game at Lambeau Field right now. Let's go out to a gentleman who's close to there anyway, Mike Clemens, our 98Q sports reporter. Mike, Happy New Year. Good morning to you.
Happy New Year. You know something? I just realized I don't really have the exact forecast for Sunday in Green Bay, but I guess is it going to be like in the teens or around 20?
Yeah.
Kick off at noon?
Pain. Forecast is pain. Cold.
Yeah. So, you know, that's draining. I don't care if it's the ice bowl or
that's
tough on players.
Yeah, let's look back quick to last week's game, a little more comfortable inside of the vault there at US Bank Stadium. You were there. What did you see after talking to the players and coaches? What were a couple of the main things that the Packers needed to do better to win that one?
First of all, you can't deny the level of talent that they've got on the perimeter on the Vikings offense, starting with Justin Jefferson, and Addison, and they picked up Aaron Jones, the Packers' former running back. Hawkinson is the tight end. But then you've got this Jalen Naylor. If all those guys are covered by the Packers' Jeff Hafley's defense, then there's, you know, this Naylor kid. He's wide open down in the middle on a post pattern. He gets his five catches and a touchdown there in the first half. And then Sam Darnold. My God, you know, the guy goes from struggling with the Jets, you know, a cup of coffee with the Panthers, with the 49ers, and what Kevin O'Connell has done with him. When I watch these games, Joel, I'm taking them, writing down stats, I'm looking at replays, I take the binoculars and I go and see, you know, how this left tackle is doing one-on-one for the next four or five plays, all those kinds of stuff. By the third quarter, I just thought, you know what, just put away all that stuff and just soak it in. And you come away saying, you know, Jordan Love has got a big arm. And there's times where he plants and lets that thing go. And the ball goes high and it's coming down. And you're like, I'm not quite sure who that's intended for. You know?
Yeah.
Whereas with Sam Darnold, I mean, it's snap, set, plant, go. And they're mid-range passes. There's not a lot of deep balls.
Right.
And it's like, as soon as the ball's leaving his hand, your eye goes downfield. It's like, oh, my God, he's got a guy wide open over the middle. Oh, look at it. You know where the ball's going.
Yeah.
And it just gets there quicker. And somehow Kevin O'Connell, their head coach, who's probably going to get coach of the year because of the job he's done with Sam Darnold, you know, has got them in that kind of rhythm. And it's just, you know, so that kind of play calling and rhythm they've got that quarterback in is something to note.
Yeah, and if people see Kevin O'Connell always talking on the sideline, I don't know if people realize this, there's a lot of clips on there on social media. He talks to Sam Darnold a lot, and not just about the play, about being confident, about telling guys what to say to guys. I just listened to a Facebook Reels thing this morning where he's saying, you know, tell so-and-so he did a good job there. Now, here's the next play. I mean, he is coaching him up at a level maybe that a head coach has never done before.
LaFleur, I've noticed in the last year, because asked Bisaccia this, has spent more time working with the offense or with Jordan Love when the defense goes on the field. So in other words, defense goes out there, and I'll watch the sidelines and see LaFleur go over there. And not only just talk to Love, but maybe talk to the receiver group or talk to an assistant coach for maybe just a couple of downs. And Rich Bisaccia, the special teams coordinator, who now is also technically assistant head coach, that's a title that LaFleur gave him, he kind of runs the game. Because you're Jeff Hafley, the defensive coordinator, he's upstairs talking into the helmet of the linebacker calling the defense. So Bisaccia kind of takes over the game. But then he gets back over. Now, LaFleur, and you know, I can't watch that much of it on TV from the press box, but you know, obviously, you could see that he was just going nuts at some of these calls that were made. And Carl Cheffers, his group came into the game known as they keep the flag in their pocket. They don't throw a lot of penalty flags. Mm-hmm. But some of the calls that they were making, and I'm listening to Paul Allen, the voice of the Vikings, and they're going crazy about some of the calls against the Vikings as well. That really, I can tell you for sure, because some conversations I had with some guys just by chance before they boarded the team bus with the Packers, they were drained. I mean, that felt like a playoff loss to them because it's not a good look. Even if you go take your team to the playoffs every year, even though you lose a Hall of Fame quarterback in Rodgers and you get to the playoffs the next year with Jordan Love, it's not a good look to only have one win in your division for the year. Yeah. And that's against the Bears with a blocked field goal, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Packers have looked real good outside the division. Like you said, they're 1-4, only one loss against everybody else. So are the Packers struggling, or are the Vikings and Lions just that good?
They are. You know, what Dan Campbell's done is even more amazing, but particularly with all the injuries he's had. But it gets down to system. Both those teams. Here's the other thing. 20 years ago, Bob Harlan, the great Packers CEO and president, would say, "Okay, we've got to build this addition to the stadium. We got to improve our facilities. We got to keep up with the league, you know, because I promise you, you're going to fall behind." And you're like, "Come on, Bob. I mean, you got a 30-year waiting list for season tickets,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You got a Hall of Fame quarterback. Yeah, everything's going to be fine." And now, here we are 20 years later, and Ziggy Wolf has been running the Vikings, and slowly but surely he got out of that Humpty Dome, that Metrodome stadium. Mm-hmm. That U.S. Bank Stadium now, after 4 or 5 years, they've got that place rocking. I mean, it's, you know, the fans are in sync. It's a tough environment to play in. And they've got a team built for it. And then after the game was over with, they had a concert indoors.
Wow.
Country music concert that was outstanding. So there's 4,000 or 5,000 fans hanging around for that. So for the fan experience, it's outstanding. I mean, I'm looking at Ed Policy who's going to be taking over for Mark Murphy this summer. And it's like, this is going to be tough to keep up with these guys on all those different levels. Yeah. They used to have a horrible training facility. It was right out of the early 1970s. They've moved into their new one about 3 years ago. I got a tour of that place in the off season. It's as good as, maybe a little better than what Green Bay's got. It's not right next to the stadium like, you know, the Packers have got,
right,
but it's pretty impressive. So these are ways that you have to keep up with these teams. That Bob Harlan was right, and that's what Mark Murphy has tried to do with all of his fundraising and different projects over
sure.
the years. So
yeah.
So that was, you know, that was a, this is going to be tough beating these Vikings down the road.
Yeah, Packers-Bears Sunday. LaFleur kind of indicated here and there about playing all the starters 100% of the time. Are they 100% in on winning this game, or are they scoreboard watching because Washington's playing at the same time? And what does it mean to get a 7 versus a 6 seed? What does that mean?
I'm sure they would love to take control of the game and run up a score, and if they're ahead, get Malik Willis out there for the fourth quarter and start pulling guys off, you know, and maybe the Bears will even do that. If the Bears are out of it, they'll make substitutions because they're going to evaluate guys in the big, you know, end of their roster. But, you know, the Bears have lost 10 in a row. There's nothing that they would like better, and Thomas Brown, interim head coach, would like better than to beat the Green Bay Packers, you know, at Lambeau Field. So they're going to get a game out of them. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
Bears defense has been – Bears defense, by the way, everybody plays these, you know, clips of Caleb Williams struggling and scrambling around the field and, you know, throwing, making some incredible throws downfield to, you know, nobody open. But the fact – and it could, you know, if the Bears don't – besides what they're going to do for head coach, if they don't do everything they can to first get that kid an offensive line, I mean, use all your draft picks and free agency money on getting him an offensive line. Don't do anything else. Just do that first. That's what they need to focus on. But, you know, the Bears held the Seahawks to two field goals last week. So,
yeah.
You know, that defense can be stingy at times. And, again, Packers barely beat them last game at Soldier Field, so we'll see how that matches up.
11 in a row for the Packers. Quick note on the Bucks. They put everything in to win that Emirates Cup, and now they're struggling a little bit after that. Got a few injuries here and there, too, it looks like.
Yeah, and off to slow starts, too. And, you know, that's what Doc said after the game as well. It's like, hey, you know, they're now 1-3 for the series this year against the struggling Brooklyn Nets, and a couple of those games was Giannis was out. But, the Nets back in Milwaukee for a second time in a row, they run up a score. Then somehow Giannis, once again, as it gets to be like the end of the third quarter, he takes the whole team on his back. They have 20 unanswered points. Nets, their last bucket, I think, was with almost 7 minutes left of the game. They had a couple of free throws at the end. And they came up short. You know, Dame tried to make a couple of shots there with about 4 seconds left that missed some three-pointers. And Bucks losing last night, 113-110. So they're going to host the Trailblazers tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. But that's a head scratcher why they couldn't get past the Brooklyn Nets.
Tell you what, the level of play in the NBA, I watch quite a bit of NBA. It's just crazy. The ability for these guys to shoot three pointers just across the half court line. There's Michael Jordan's running around all over the court. Seems like on every team out there, guys that are just making incredible, amazing plays and shots. It's just,
you know, and that's, it's expensive to see a Bucks game. But I got to tell you, that's quite a show for your money. I
mean,
you go and you see these guys, and they're giraffes out there running up and down the court, making some amazing shots, and then they take a timeout, and then there's some sort of dance routine that's going on out there.
Yeah.
Or they've got, you know, the jugglers. It's like a circus.
Every timeout, yeah.
Yeah, during the timeout. I mean, you know, if you brought along the wife and she's, you know, semi-interested in basketball, she'll be entertained. It's quite a show.
Yeah. And that's everything.
A lot of money.
Yeah,
but it's quite a show.
And that's just Wembanyama you talked about. That's all he does. I mean, watching him is crazy. Just
juggling,
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Fire eating, all that
he
stuff.
He does it all. Mike, always good to talk to you. We will look forward to knowing that you are in the south end zone of Lambeau Field under there somewhere after the game this Sunday. We'll talk to you next Friday, okay?
Thank you, Joe. Have a good weekend.
You too, man. Mike Clemens, he's our 98Q sports reporter. He'll be at Lambeau Sunday covering the Packers and the Bears. We appreciate him coming out. If you missed any of that, we'll archive it for you and get you on 98QCountry.com podcast section a little bit later here this morning. Birthdays and anniversaries are coming up. If you got one, we got a double cake drawing coming here today because we didn't do one last week. 715-762-3221. We'll get to the birthdays, anniversaries, and the cake drawing after our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said the risk to national security and the critical supply chain is why he's blocking Nippon Steel's proposed purchase of U.S. Steel. ABC's Mary Bruce has more from the White House.
U.S. Steel, of course, the iconic Pennsylvania-based company, had argued the merger would provide critical funding to keep plants open and preserve thousands of jobs, but the union resisted the deal, saying it was bad for their workers. Now, President-elect Trump had also opposed the takeover.
The president-elect supports House Speaker Mike Johnson ahead of today's vote for Speaker. Johnson tells ABC he's confident he'll win on the first ballot, but ABC News has counted at least 17 Republicans not committing to supporting Johnson. The Surgeon General has released a report calling for stronger warning labels on alcohol to highlight the link between alcohol consumption and cancer. Bourbon Street's reopened for business, but the warnings have gone out from the FBI about potential for copycat vehicle attacks like the one on New Year's Day. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Wednesday, January 8th at 6:30 p.m. through to 8:30 p.m., Deerfoot Lodge and Resort invites you out for Brushes and Bubbles. Brushes and Bubbles is a fun-filled event where you can let your artistic side shine. No experience is necessary. Their talented instructor, Jana Hillstrom, will guide you every step of the way in creating a custom masterpiece for just $35 a person, which includes all event materials and a free drink. You can purchase your ticket through a link on Deerfoot Lodge and Resort's Facebook page, and they encourage you to arrive early and enjoy dinner with them prior to painting at 6:30 p.m. Once again, that's Wednesday, January 8th at 6:30, over on 8534 North Deerfoot Road in Hayward. The deadline to file to run for office in the next election is coming up soon. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cusco.
Are you interested in running for a local nonpartisan office this spring? Now is the time to get your paperwork in. To get on the ballot for the upcoming spring election, you'll need to be eligible for the office you're running for, file a notification of candidacy, circulate nomination papers, and file a campaign finance form. If you don't file your paperwork in time, you can still register as a write-in up until noon the Friday before the spring election on April 1st. If needed, a primary will be held on February 18th. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks fall to the Nets again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Nets, 113-110. Milwaukee now 1-3 against Brooklyn. Doc Rivers after the loss.
I mean, all four games have basically been the same game. We came back and won. They beat us the first game. And then the game here without Giannis and Dame, that was the only game that we actually had a big lead.
The Bucks will host Portland tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers back in action against the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, it's the Packers and the Bears at Lambeau Field. Green Bay's already clinched a playoff spot, so will they play all of their starters this Sunday?
I think we got to go in with the mindset that everybody can expect to play the entire game, and we're going to win, you know, play a football game to win the game. And that's how we always approach it and always will approach it. And, you know, some guys could have less snaps than they normally might get, but that is to be determined.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A couple local games last night. Phillips and Abbotsford played boys and girls. Phillips beating Abbotsford in boys action 73-59. And Phillips also beat Abbotsford on the girls game 65-39. The Red Lake girls topped Gilman last night 57-45. Home games tonight at the Shawamigan and Phillips gyms, and Butternut for that matter. Butternut will play host to Shawamigan and girls hoops. You'll hear that game tonight on Trail Mix 103.1, starting at 7:15. Meanwhile, at the Park Falls campus of the Shawamigan High School, they will play host to Cameron tonight, JV at 5:45, and the varsity is at 7:15 tonight. Girls basketball team of Phillips on the road at Wabino Leona, and the boys team will play host to Owen Withy tonight, JV 5:45, varsity at 7:15 tonight. The wrestling team of Shawamigan will hit the road. They will travel to Superior for an invite coming up tomorrow.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Rev up your engines and save big at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Attention, first-time customers. Enjoy exclusive discounts, $25 off any repair or maintenance of $100 or more, $50 off with a $250 expenditure, and $100 off repair $750 or more. And that's not all. Get complimentary fuel treatment with every oil change service while supplies last. Visit them on Highway 13 in Park Falls for worry-free fall-color drives. D&D Tire and Auto Center, your one-stop for savings and service.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Birthday time, let's do it. Double cake drawing. Celebrity birthdays, first of all, today. Eli Manning, Peyton's younger brother, and now all over social media and the Omaha Network. They do some funny stuff. So he's only 43 today, Eli Manning, two-time Super Bowl champion. Dana McKellar, the actress who played Winnie Cooper on The Wonder Years, 49 today. Nikki Nelson, replaced Paulette Carlson in Highway 101 for a couple of years back in the 90s. She's 55. Rusty Golden. Rusty Golden is 65. The Oak Ridge Boys, son of Oak Ridge Boys member William Lee Golden, had his own group called The Goldens. He may still. Mel Gibson is 68 today, the actor. One of the acting legends, I think you could put him as, and a director too, 68 for Mel Gibson today. Victoria Principal, the actress from Dallas, Pitch Woman, 74 for Victoria Principal today. Hockey great Bobby Hull, Hall of Famer for Bobby Hull, born on this day, 1940. He passed a couple years ago back in 2022. Dabney Coleman, the actor from War Games, Tootsie, many others. 92, Dabney Coleman still going today. Robert Loggia, L-O-G-G-I-A, the New York native, did films and television. Passed away back in 2015, born on this day. Sir George Martin, his studio guidance was indispensable to the Beatles as a recording group, and he advised many other groups like Jerry and the Pacemakers and Peter Sellers and Cheap Trick. And Sir George Martin, born on this day, 1926. He passed back in 2016. And J.R.R. Tolkien, John Ronald Reuel Tolkien, the Oxford University professor who wrote The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings trilogy. J.R.R. Tolkien, born on this day, 1892, passed back in 1973. On the local scene, couple of local birthdays. Before we get to our drawing, belated birthday for Ronnie McEwen, who celebrated on the 1st, on Wednesday. And a birthday today for Addison. Addison Krieger is celebrating today. As from Grandma and Great Grandma. It is a very special day today. It's a double cake drawing day because we didn't do one last Friday. So let's give away a Super One cake to, first of all, an anniversary celebrant who celebrated on Tuesday. Kate and Dan, the Lytles. Austin walks in and I hear a dog bark. I don't know what happened there.
I'm working on my ventriloquism.
Everybody all right? Yeah. I heard a dog bark. I turned around and Austin walked in. A legitimate dog bark, too.
A new talent I'm practicing.
Austin is overseeing, by the way, this drawing. Is it legitimate so far?
And I mean, with Joel Karnick in the mix, you know, legitimacy is iffy.
A slight nod of the head. Kate and Dan Lytle, you got yourself a free cake. Congratulations. And their second cake. It's a double cake drawing
a
day.
Double?
Today. Yes, you're going to charge us twice for your monitoring fees for this?
You know, in the spirit of the new year, I think I'll give you this one free.
Okay, I appreciate that. See, our second cake winner is going to be someone who celebrated back on the 30th, which was Monday, and it's Dominic Kane. Dominic Kane, your aunt Lois is going to be looking for a big piece of that cake right in the middle there. So, Dominic, congratulations. Cake winner, courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One here.
Cake tax has been reduced for the sake of the new year.
Yeah, our blood sugar levels really need to settle down a little bit.
We don't need
here.
Anything more after Christmas, please.
Oh, goodness gracious. My doctor called me and just said, Joel, I heard rumors.
I'm pretty sure mine sensed some kind of disturbance in whatever force they have.
It was the reverse emergency 911 call. The doctor called me and said, Joel, I've heard rumors of what you've been doing to yourself.
He had to check in to make sure.
Yes. Congratulations and thank you, Super One Baker Department, again, for providing our complimentary cakes.
Happy holidays from Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Celebrate Christmas and New Year's with fine dining, beautiful year-round cabins, and now delicious menu delivery, including pizza. Call 715-208-2795 Fridays and Saturdays between 4 and 8 p.m. Collect money flyers and your next pizza's on Lena. Enjoy Porterhouse Steak. Lena's Northern Pines is your dinner destination. Visit them on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. All trails lead to Lena's.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be partly cloudy with a high right around 9 or 10 above here today, but that wind northwest at 15 to 25 is going to keep that wind chill factor well below zero here all day long. Tonight, mostly clear down to 4 below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only 8 above. Outside now, it is 7.
98Q Country. Country.
Tuesday night, crowded bar, some guy lights a cheap cigar. Bartender yells at him, so he walks out and you walk in. Right through that cloud of smoke, cat calls and dirty jokes. Scan the room a couple times, find a seat right next to mine. Lonely eyes, will it show? Something, whoa. Look at me, and I think you'll see those lonely eyes. Don't have to be alone tonight. They analyze your glass of wine, roll away a pickup line. Now and then they check your phone, catch mine and let them go. From the little bit I've seen, they're the perfect shade of green. Next time they come my way, heaven help me make them say, lonely eyes, well it sure looks like you just might be looking for something, for something.
I'm Post Malone.
Definitely the hottest.
You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place.
It's just this great music.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
under an old brass paperweight is my list of things to do today. Go to the bank and the hardware store, put a new lock on the cellar door. I cross them off as I get them done, but when the sun is set, there's still more than a few things left I haven't got to yet. Go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air, put on my glove, play some cats. It's time that I make time for that. Wave the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine. Sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living, that's the next thing on my list. Wouldn't change the course of fate. You're cutting the grass, just had to wait. Cause I've got more important things, like pushing my kid on a backyard swing. I won't break my back for $1 million, I can't take to my grave. So I put off for tomorrow what I could get done today. Go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air, put on my glove and play some catch. It's time that I make time for that. Wave the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine. Sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living, that's the next thing on my list. A little hell, laugh till it hurts, put an extra $5 in the plate at church. Call up my folks just to chat. It's time and I make time for that. Stay up late, then oversleep, show her what she means to me. Catch up on all the things I've always missed. Just start living, that's the next thing on my list. Brass paperweight, my list of things to do today.
Q Country.
You're all alone at a party. You want to dance with somebody, but you ain't got a clue how to ask. You and your girl had a fight, and now she's saying goodbye. She ran upstairs and packed her bags. It could be raining on your perfect vacation. You could be stressed about your work situation. Ain't gotta listen to me, but all I'm saying, ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Ain't no pain it can't wash away. Clouds look a little less gray. Oh, you could be lonely, or heartbroken, or hungover from the night before. Turn that frown into a smile real quick. There ain't nothing that a beer can't fix.
You're on a lake and you're fishing. It's hot and all that you're getting is a little nibble here and there. Watching your team losing that championship ring, and you're feeling like life ain't fair. It could be raining on your perfect vacation. You could be stressed about your work situation. Ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Ain't no pain it can't wash away. From the moment that it hits your broken or hung over from the night before.
be stressed about your work situation. Ain't gotta save it for no special occasion. Ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Ain't no pain it can't wash away. No, from the moment that it hits your lips, makes those clouds look a little less gray.
Thomas Rhett. I think he does the best Christmas songs of any country artist ever. Thomas Rhett, right there. Not a Christmas song, obviously, but if you listen to some of his Christmas music, it sounds like the old crooners, the Dean Martin and the Frank Sinatras, and you just want to snap your fingers. He's so good at that. We have a special treat, a little New Year's gift from us to you. After slacking over the holidays, all of us, we are going to present to you a 98Q shopping show featuring not only Greg Gunderson and not only Austin Brume, but Big G himself. The Big Three will be back at a 98Q shopping show. We save you money, too, other than just the general entertainment value of the whole thing. We'll give you all kinds of fun and savings coming up. The shopping show on the way for you after 9 o'clock here in the 9 o'clock hour. Bundle up if you're headed out somewhere this weekend, chasing the kids for hockey, wrestling, whatever it may be, basketball. Just throw it, be sure you got warm stuff in the car, because you never know when you will need it. You may be thankful that you did it. So an extra set of boots, maybe an extra jacket, gloves, just throw them in the back, in the trunk, whatever, just so you got them, just in case you or someone may need them, because it's going to be cold. The wind chills are below zero today, all day long, with temperatures struggling to get to about 10. Get you some news, shopping show ahead on 98Q. Randy Houser.
You were raised on an asphalt farm. Ain't never heard a rooster crow. Never walked barefoot by a river. Felt the mud up between your toes. You never rode in the hay. You never thrown it in four-wheel. Climb up on in here, girl. Let me show you how country feels. Get your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and hills. Let me show you. Ever watch the sun go down from the bed of a pickup truck? Ever been so into somebody? Still lying there when it comes back up. Girl, what do you say? We cut a path through that cornfield, parked down by the water. Let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you how country feels. Your hair down, get you some of this laid on back, kick your shoes off. Get your hair down, hair down, get you some of this laid on back, kick your shoes off, kick them off, get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you. We'll be right back.
blue Kentucky highway, heading for the line. She hadn't said a word all night, but the wheels are turning in her mind. Now I was riding shotgun, and I knew things had gone right. Just as soon as she dropped me off at the side of the road, and she let that gravel fly. Now I'm walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway's ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. Said, I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. That's about as lonely as a highway has ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. Well, I'll bet right now she's laughing at how she brought me to my knees, but she won't be loud when she gives me back my keys. She'll be walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. She hit me with her left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. I know that's about as lonely as a highway's ever been, back
to local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Stronger warning labels are needed on alcohol. That's the finding of the Surgeon General, says ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Warning label on alcoholic beverages hasn't changed since 1988. It warns of the risk of birth defects if pregnant women consume alcohol and says consumption impairs one's ability to drive and operate machinery. The message also vaguely warns of health problems, but the Surgeon General now says the label should explicitly call alcohol use a cause of cancer, similar to the warnings on packs of cigarettes.
A change would require an act of Congress. Today's the first day of the new Congress. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's confident he will win the vote to stay on as Speaker. President Biden followed through with his pledge to block Japanese company Nippon Steel's takeover of U.S. Steel. He cites risks to national security and critical supply chains. The FBI's notified law enforcement agencies to be on the lookout for potential copycats after the New Year's truck attack in New Orleans killed 14 people. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. One person was injured after a shooting on the Lac'Couturier Reservation near Hayward on Sunday night. According to the Lac'Couturier Tribal Police Department, authorities arrived on scene and found a person with gunshot wounds, and that person was taken to the hospital. The police department has made two arrests and believe this is an isolated incident. No names were released.